Before you begin, set the scene of the room or your space. Surround yourself with the color electric indigo, perhaps in the form of flowers, scarves, photos, pieces of paper, anything that is capturing this hue. Then, incorporate natural scents such as sandalwood, which increases oxygen flow to your brain. You can even add in deep scents such as leather or cloves into any space that you're working in. Any of this, whether it's lighting sandalwood incense or drinking tea infused with cloves, will feed your sixth chakra to access your strengths. So start in a comfortable seated position with a straight spine for a long line of energy and close your eyes. Let your breath be steady and at your own pace and natural flow. Your sixth chakra is known as your third eye, your seat of intuition and spirituality. Often, this lens is blocked with past voices in our subconscious that tell us not to trust ourselves and not to trust our intuition. To open this lens, as you take deep, full breaths through your nostrils, start breathing in your drishti, or your inner focal point, between your eyes and in the center of your forehead. For every breath that you take in, send energy to this focal point, and for every breath out, let light into the world from this very point. Continue to take deep, slow breaths here, inhaling to your third eye and exhaling out of your third eye, allowing your life force of breath, or prana, to facilitate an opening and expansion of your ajna, or your sixth chakra, your third eye. Next, begin to stretch your tongue back into your throat. Place the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, flexing it to reach the main sinus cavity behind the roof of the mouth, where your soft palate begins. It may take some time to reach there, but be patient. This palate is representative of your brainstem area, and this tongue exercise is known as the Divine Nectar Meditation. It activates your medulla, therefore opening your third eye by decalcifying your pineal gland. Once your tongue reaches this area behind the roof of your mouth, you can scrape that area with the tip of your tongue, where you will enjoy the taste of this nectar, the secretion of the pineal gland. Let your tongue rest in its sweetness now, and take a deep breath in through your nostrils. The scents may be penetrating your nostrils at each breath now, filling your sixth chakra with the wisdom of the world entering your body. You may start to notice colors here, perhaps the white light that you emit, the rainbow colors of energy that runs up your spine, and the electric indigo that you have surrounded yourself with, awakening your inner light. The color indigo, and all of its variations, is one of intuition and spiritual depth. It is one of respect for all of men, women, children, and living beings alike. The sixth chakra is about making dreams into reality, making what you want happen, as we have worked towards in all of these levels thus so far. It's about what you can see, not with your physical eyes, but your third eye. It's about your psychic abilities, commanding others, but with intelligence. It's about having thoughts that are powerful and positive, and those that can bring healing to others. As you continue your breath here, let your mind find strength in this color of your aura. As you continue to breathe here, let your mind find strength in this color as your aura, in your key to the answers your mind has as you move forward following your intuition and projecting your vision. Take a deep breath here as you anchor this belief in your intuition as your guide and your strength. Now, gently open your eyes.